Listening Library presents Bunnicula Strikes Again by James Howe. Read for you by Victor Garber. Editor's Note. Looking back on my years as an editor of fine literature, I can name many honors and associations of which I am proud. Yet one stands out as the apex of my career. The unique privilege of having edited the work of Harold, canine author extraordinaire. How many in my position have received a manuscript from the clenched jaws of its creator? Who else has known the pleasure of reading a novelist's new work for the very first time while the novelist himself lies at one's feet snoring contentedly? What publishing professional has successfully entertained an out-of-town author with a handful of doggy biscuits and a bowl of cocoa? Other editors may dream of such things, but I have known them. And yet, numerous books and countless doggy biscuits later, the unanswered questions remain. Where did Harold learn to type, and how does he manage it with those big paws of his? What does he do with the early drafts of his work? Bury them in the backyard? Doesn't anybody notice all that missing typing paper? If a tree falls in a forest and there is no one around to hear it, does it still make a sound? Alas, these questions are destined to remain unanswered. Small mysteries within the greater mystery of life itself. For although Harold is able to communicate via the written word, and in ways that are incomprehensible to mere humans, such as you and I, to speak to his fellow animals, he remains mute, other than the occasional woof, in face-to-face contact. As delighted as I am to see him when he drops...